Is there any advice you'd like to give to other carers?
Yes, I believe everybody, even in the Asian community, you need to be more open with yourselves. And if you have any experiences like I've had, I hope my interview can help others as well. And perhaps you can share your stories and experiences that may help and other people's in difficult situations. Because we don't need to all hold it in and keep it a secret to our hearts. I think if you take that load off your shoulders and share it with others, you'll feel a lot better yourself.
Are there any other things that you'd like to share that you think might help other people?
One very important point is, one time my father went in hypo, he was shaking, and I knew straight away what to do. I believe his sugar levels were low. I got water and sugar, mixed it in, because obviously he needs sugar in his body straight away. So that goes straight into the blood straight away. So I made him drink that. And it's also advice diabetic people to keep a diabetes pen and to check the blood when you give the blood, and you can check the BP. That's very important as well. So when I checked Dad's, obviously the sugar levels went up and he's starting to come around, he's a lot better. There's other methods. You can give a sweet. You can keep Lucozade tablets. And they also say a Coca-Cola tin. Not a Diet Coca-Cola tin, but it's got to be a full proper Coca-Cola tin. Things like that will help. Main aim is to get sugar straight into the bloodstream.
How did you know what to do?
Well, one is from, I had a DVD which I watched and it explained about exercise and diabetes, so that educated me. And also, thanks, I've got a sister that's a diabetes specialist, and so if I was stuck, I'd ask her and she'd advise me. And through experience with both parents having diabetes, I've got used to how to adjust the insulin pen. If the sugar levels are low, you give less insulin, and if they're high, you give a bit more insulin. It depends on how much they eat during the day as well. I've had an incident also where my dad has decided, I give him as usual insulin in the morning, and he's decided during the day not to eat, so his sugar levels went low. I had to check his BP, and straight away I gave him the liquid and sugar into his bloodstream. It's always advisable for people's sugar levels to be high. It's best to be a bit high. If they're not controlling it right, then being low. And that's it. Another thing about diabetes is foot care. Now, foot care is their nails. As their nails grow, they become very thick, very off colour. And you must not force cut it yourself. It's advisable to see a chiropody and go to your regular appointments for your foot care. You can clip your fingernails yourself, but toenails I don't recommend, because they're easily, you can crack them all the way up. I'll never forget the time once I tried to cut my father's toenails. They were so thick, the normal clippers were impossible. I worked my way up to my pliers, and I was going to even try considering the fine little axe saw, and then just by chance, my sister rang me and she says, "What are you doing?" I was telling her, and she says, "You know, you're being a bit silly." She says, "You don't cut it. Whatever you do, you go to see a chiropody. And if you want to maintain your feet, you can get a special file that you can file your toenails with. And it's always best to file them after you've had a shower, because the toenails are quite soft then. And then you can file it down." She says, "Whatever you do, don't cut them."
And how do you keep your own spirits up as a carer?
I try and keep my spirits up. What I do is, I'm proud of what I've achieved with my father, and I'm proud to achieve what I've achieved with my mum. And also, I'm learning to play guitar, so that keeps my spirits up. It's just my few moments alone, and I have an hour or two wherever I can fit it in.